All right, let's do this. Final hour, welcome in. Buck Rising here with you. Till Blaine and Mickey take over for the rest of the afternoon, 3HL, Titans countdown. It's all happening on a Monday night in Nashville, Tennessee. You love to see it. It's perfect football weather. The temperature at Nissan Stadium is going to be so crisp, so beautiful, and I cannot wait to be in the house for this particular game. It's going to be a difficult one. Brett Bryan of Titans Radio was just in here going over the pregame questions that he's going to ask me and Jim Wyatt, because, of course, we'll have Titans Radio, your home for Titans Radio, 104.5 The Zone. Jimmy and I will be on with Rhett at, I think, like just a little after 7, because we're on right before kickoff. It's very exciting. The booth is open. Mike and Mac are in the zone. Mike Keith's jumping around. He's getting pumped up. He's like a prize fighter in those moments. Mike Keith is the best. They're both the best. They're all the best. But we're talking about all of the different elements that are going into tonight's game. Christian Fulton out, which means Caleb Farley, question mark, on the injury report with an illness at the end of the week. Mike Vrabel talked about him needing to get his weight and his strength back. So that's not ideal. You have A.J. Brown, who's questionable for tonight with an illness as well. No word on whether it's the same illness. One could probably draw those conclusions if you wanted, because locker rooms are disgusting places and the guys are entirely too close to one another. But this is a different conversation for another day. You don't know whether you're going to have him tonight, and he's probably, based on what I'm understanding, as close to a game-time decision as it gets. In the meantime, you have Julio Jones available. We talked to him on Friday. After practice, he said he's ready to go. So fully expect number 2 in two-tone blue to be participating in this game. It is going to be something that is going to take every ounce of strength they have to be able to knock this football team off. So we talked about this with Greg Cosell of NFL Films. We do a podcast every Wednesday. It's called The Install. If you don't know about it by now, it's on you. Go follow, go rate, go review. Me and Greg talk about the Titans and the biggest games across the NFL every week. So I asked Greg, hey, how do you beat them? Is there a way to beat them? Where is there a defined weakness in this Buffalo Bills defense for the Titans to try and score on? This is what Greg had to say.
I wouldn't say any defined weakness where you say, oh boy, you can really get after that and you're in great shape. No, I don't think there's that. But I will say this, what they did against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, I don't believe they'll do this week against the Titans. They played 95, maybe 98% of their snaps against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs with split safety, two shell coverage, both zone concepts and two-man coverage, by the way, which, just as an aside, Patrick Mahomes in the Chiefs offense has struggled versus two-man coverage going back to the Super Bowl last year. There's reasons for that, which, again, the Chiefs play Washington. We were not necessarily going to talk about that game. But anyway, let me get back to Buffalo. So the point being is that Buffalo against Tennessee, with the Derrick Henry factor and the run game and the use of base personnel packages, two tight ends, three tight ends, a fullback, they are not going to play this game with a majority of their snaps with the two-shell safety look. They're going to get a safety who's down in the box. So this is going to be a different defense for Buffalo than the one we saw against Kansas City, and it was obviously a great performance.
They were great on Sunday Night Football in Kansas City against the Chiefs. But it will be a much different game plan that they're instituting. For the Titans tonight, they are going to have to play damn near a perfect game. Because the Bills, as we've talked about, they're overwhelming on both sides of the ball. And in fact, that's something that Mike Vrabel told us on Friday. Yeah, I'm trying to get these guys, the Titans, his team, not to focus so much on the numbers. Because they're great when it comes to scoring more points than anybody in the NFL right now. They have allowed 12.8 points per game, and there are two shutouts on their record so far. Against bad teams, yes, but it still takes a lot to shut out a professional football team. The Titans have found turnovers a little more so as of late, but they haven't been nearly as proficient as they were a year ago. And when it comes to things like turnovers, you expect turnovers to regress year to year, or at least if you perform well in that category from one year to the next. You know that you're not necessarily going to be able to replicate those same numbers. That's more a product of one singular season. But the last time we saw Josh Allen play a bad game, it was a year ago last week. It was Tuesday Night Football. It was Mike Keith screaming into your radio set at home, "The Butler did it!" Because Malcolm Butler and the Titans, they were causing turnovers, they were causing interceptions, they were bothering Josh Allen in the pocket, they were causing him to make early, or at least early career, Josh Allen poor decision-making. You have to find ways to fluster him. This defense is so much better than it was the last time the Bills traveled to Nashville. This defense has found cohesion. They have their health. They're a more veteran unit. And I can't recall off the top of my head, Lucas, perhaps if you could look this up for me, I'm blanking on the star corner's name for the Bills. This is LSU. Drive me crazy. This is going to kill me. You know who I'm talking about. Tre'Davious White, forgive me. Tre'Davious White. I don't recall if Tre'Davious White did play against the Titans on Tuesday Night Football. I want to say he didn't, but I don't know that for sure. I don't know if there's an easy way for you to look that up. Sorry for making you do my work on the back end, but you know what I'm saying. What is going to give the Titans the opportunity to win tonight? And the answer, frankly, is turnovers.
He was ruled out with a back injury that game.
I thought that was the case. So this is going to be a much different opponent that you see. This is a much better secondary than the last time the Titans saw them. This is a much better offense. And frankly, I don't think the Bills' offense has really hit peak form. I think that they have room to improve. Now, the same could be said about the Titans. And if you have watched this team, certainly in the last 5 years, if you have paid attention to what this team does in big moments, you know that they more often than not, live up to the team that they're playing. They don't always win. And that's what you're going to have to do. In fact, it's critical that you do that, because not only do you have Buffalo, you have Kansas City on a short week here in Nashville after that. You're at Indianapolis on Halloween, and if you're looking for things to go wrong against a division opponent, you couldn't pick a better day. Not that I'm superstitious. Sunday Night Football to finish that four-game stretch off against the Los Angeles Rams. This is their moment to prove to everybody in the NFL that they're an offense that has to be legitimately feared. Because you know what? We haven't seen evidence of that just yet. The health has betrayed them. We'll see whether A.J. Brown is physically able to go tonight or not. But I feel, even just by having Julio Jones back in some capacity, that we'll get a better picture of who this Tennessee team is supposed to be. And we'll do it, and we'll see it, against a Bills team that, I mean, are the Bills the best team in football at this point? I'm not trying to do power rankings or anything like that, but who's better than the Bills right now in the NFL? The Buccaneers? I would say that the Bills have a better defense.
The Cardinals would have that argument.
Yeah, the Cardinals almost lost to the Jags. Like, this is why the margin for error is so thin. Now, they survived, right? They're 5-0.
Well, who's got a better head coach?
Of who?
Between the Bills and Cardinals.
Oh, I would say, you know what? I'm one of these Cliff Kingsbury haters. Good for Cliff Kingsbury, because he's saying bleep all of you. I don't know if he's good at it, but they're fun.
I mean, you can't argue with 6-0. They looked just fine without him yesterday.
Every time I turn on the Cardinals, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, let's go. Because they're always – what DeAndre Hopkins did on Sunday again, it's not real life. In fact, the highlight reel that he tweeted out of one of his touchdown catches, it actually didn't – I don't know where they're getting these high-definition cameras. Now I sound like an old man out of touch. But like the whatever definition – camera DeAndre Hopkins has on his social media account of that second touchdown that he scored, he was an absolute monster, and they are absolutely to be feared. So are the Bills. So we'll talk about how the Titans can try and stop Josh Allen with the man himself, Mr. Monday Night. Keith Bullock will join us coming up next. But first, we go to the heel. We go to Darrington, who Seahawks took another L, a fumble. Geno Smith not going the way that you had hoped But I hear that he's already had altercations with Bills fans this morning. Darrington, how are we?
What's going on, Buck? I know one thing. I still need that chair with you, with your signature on it, with a picture of you sitting in it, too, so I can frame it. I went to the store this morning to go get some gasoline this morning, and I get interrupted by a guy in a trench coat with a hat on and a Josh Allen jersey. And I have on a Julio jersey today, and he holler out, "You need to take that washed expletive player off." And my response was, "You can't be mad at me. The only thing good out of Buffalo is wings." So then he gets to yipping and yapping, and he lunges at me, talking about his Bills Mafia. Oh, buddy, oh, buddy, oh, buddy. I'm already frustrated because of Geno Smith. How do you not play in 3 years and you still lead the league in fumble? I don't get that. But anyway, so we tussling. I get hit in the mouth. I get my tooth chipped by a coffee canister. And I'm not even a full-time Titans fan. But I get my tooth chipped. We step outside. It is a van full of nothing but Bills Mafia representatives. If Tennessee has any chance, I'm going to tell you one thing. It's not going to be in the fan base. Oh, no, because they're out here in droves. But I'm telling you right now, any of you Bills fans, by catching public today, we're going ECW today. We're going through steel table. So I'm letting you know, we're going to bring it on. Now tell Lucas right back.
Give it to him. What, you didn't want to?
I couldn't really make out what he was saying. He almost talked himself off the air.
No, I know.
I don't think the satellite could handle Darrington, I think.
It was the emotion. Did he say he got his tooth chipped?
The villain of this show has gotten his tooth chipped now for Titans fans, and he's wearing a Julio jersey. Darrington's taking blows now for the Titans.
Lebowski.
What an evolution.
All right. You know, I want to know who writes for Lebowski because I love him, but I don't think he's this funny.
He has a personal writer.
Oh, my. He has to because he says in the chat on YouTube, Darrington got hit in the face, question mark. He shares more in common with Geno than he knows. Rack that. Keith Bullock next.
Breeze dropping on second down, firing deep down the middle. Bullock intercepts it. And he slides down at the 35. Bullock with three interceptions. He is Mr. Monday Night. It's official.
Hell yeah, he is. Keith Bullock has had to have heard that call 1,000,001 times. Be honest with me, Keith. Has it ever gotten old?
No, it doesn't. It always seems around Monday Night Football. That's when it's resurrected. And I think that it's fitting. You know, I'll take it. I appreciate it.
1,000%. So take us through what your game day atmosphere is going to be like. Are you tailgating? Are you getting? I assume you're going tonight. Yes.
I don't know if I'll be going. I you know, I'm more into the tailgates these days.
Okay,
so
I got you.
I think I might get with a couple friends to do some tailgating before the game. But when it comes to watching the game, it's kind of tough when I go because, especially if I get around. It just depends on who I'm with. I don't really get to enjoy the game, so I'm usually talking or entertaining, so I prefer to watch it at home.
No, I remember the first – this was one of my first years working and living in Nashville. I was just out of college. Keith Bullock was in the press conference. I was terrified. I should introduce myself to him, but I didn't. And he's in the press box watching – I think it's a Monday night game – watching the game with us and then just looks around because we all – you know, there's no cheering in the press box. You got to be real quiet. And Keith just looks around and everybody be like, y'all suck. I'm out of here. Left like right in the middle of the third quarter. I couldn't stop laughing. But
I remember that too, man. It's so quiet. And you guys are working. You're being professional. So I get it.
Yeah. Well, nobody else wants to make football a professional thing. Everybody wants to enjoy the game. I respect that. So, Keith, with this game, you guys have obviously been breaking it down on Titans Tonight and on News Channel 5, where you can see Keith almost every Sunday with the whole crew. What stands out to you about this defense and their attempts to stop Josh Allen? Because I don't think I've seen anything like him, Keith, other than Cam Newton.
Man, I mean, his defense has his work cut out for them. You know, I think, you know, Josh Allen, he's just getting better every year, and that's what you like to see from young quarterbacks. Unfortunately, he's not playing for us. So, Yeah, the Titans defense, they got to play a full game, and I don't feel as if they played a full game all year. So going into this game against a high-powered offense like the Buffalo Bills, where, like I said, Josh Allen gets better every year. He has options. You know what? And Stephon Diggs doesn't get enough credit. I don't feel like he's being spoke about enough because this guy is an absolute beast. So the Titans defense has to do a great job of negating the big play because that's what Buffalo is looking for.
And of course, that's been a plague for them the last couple of years, specifically this season and going into last season, the explosive plays that they allow. So as a linebacker, Keith, what are you keying in on when you go into a game like this? I know that every defense is different and that this Titans defense has different responsibilities. Rashawn Evans in particular is asked to do a lot all over the defense. What are your keys when you're going against a quarterback that possesses this kind of mobility but also has a rocket launcher arm?
Yeah, I think the best key is to know and expect what they're trying to do to you before the game. Like what they're learning the offensive game plan within those first, that first quarter. Because at the end of the day, it's about how the offense is trying to attack the defense. So defensively, as a linebacker, I want to make them, one-dimensional as much as I can. And the best way to do that is, one, to stop the run. So then, that doesn't necessarily bail them out on first down and second down. Now you got them playing in second and third and long down situation. That's what the key would be for my defenses to, get the book. Obviously, you want Derrick Henry on the field as much as possible. But I'd say you negate the run and you have to make them force them to make long conversions for that first down on second and third down.
Yeah, especially with this offense because they get close enough. They like to go for it on fourth. They're very comfortable doing so. Keith Bullock, Mr. Monday Night himself, here with us on 104.5 The Zone. We're talking about the Titans and the Bills. Keith, the last time these two teams played, the Titans were dealing with the NFL's first COVID outbreak. They hadn't practiced or played together in 16 days. They come out here, they kick the Bills' ass by 26 points, and it's really been a situation where since that moment, Josh Allen hasn't looked like that since going back almost a year ago. He hasn't played that poor of a game. Turnovers were such a critical part of how they were able to beat the Bills in 2020 and capitalize with those short fields on offense. With Josh Allen, where are you seeing the biggest progression from year to year? Because when I watch him, he doesn't make those kind of mistakes anymore, and that's something that the rest of not just his division, but the conference has to fear.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. His decision making has been better. That's what I see. He hasn't been making a lot of mistakes this year. He knows where to go with the ball. He knows exactly where his safety valves are in the passing game. And look, he's getting progressively smarter. Like I said earlier, that's what you like to see, especially in your young quarterback. And I know that for a fact that Buffalo has not forgotten about that game that they played here last year and they didn't play well, because I've heard them actually bring it up in a couple of their interviews last week before leading up to this game. So I'm sure that's been a theme in that building up in Buffalo. And I'm sure those guys are remembering that shellacking they took last year and that poster of Josh Norman that Derrick Henry created.
I literally, as you said that, it just came across my timeline, Derrick Henry stiff-arming the soul out of Josh Norman for a run that didn't even count. It was negated by penalty. You
that's
never.
A grown I don't. Man, dog.
I don't ever remember you getting put on a poster like that. I know memes weren't a thing back then, but I don't remember that ever happening to you.
No, but you know what? I was fortunate, and now, like with all the people around my age going into the Hall of Fame and stuff, I'm definitely being sure to watch their highlights to make sure I didn't make any unfavorable highlights, and I've been safe so far.
When you see something like that. Because obviously you played alongside a lot of great players here or throughout the course of your time in the NFL. When you see something like that, what can it do for your team as a whole? Not necessarily just the offense, but for the defensive players watching on the sideline as well.
Oh, man, that's great, man. Like, I remember Steve McNair making amazing plays, and that just fire up the defense, especially you see your quarterback out there, you know, going hard. Eddie make big runs, that'll fire up the defense. Defensively, that shows your offense has control of the opposing team's offense, and I always wanted my defense to be the best one on the field. So that sends an extra message to the defense, even if they weren't playing well at that time. Look, the offense means business, so that could definitely change the defense's attitude when they take the field the next time and want to play on the same level as their offense or as well as their star players.
Keith, for the Titans, we haven't really gotten a good look at who their offense was projected to be at the start of the season. They've been bogged down by injuries across the board on both sides of the ball. But it sounds like Julio Jones told us on Friday he's ready to go. We don't know yet about A.J. Brown. But who on this Titans team needs to kind of have a breakout performance? Because I think it's going to take every ounce of strength that they have to beat the Bills in their current state.
Yeah, I think the linebackers overall, the linebackers in the secondary, they're going to have to play solid. You know, you don't want to obviously be in too many one-on-one matchups, but when you are, you got to win those. So that's what I say. And when I say the linebackers, they have to be effective in stopping that run, the run game, and neutralize Josh Allen. They're going to play a big part in that. And obviously, you know, they'll control the outside rush, but the rush has to be a factor. It doesn't even matter if they get sacked. If they can knock them around, make them uncomfortable in the pocket, and the secondary applies pressure. The secondary applies pressure to the receivers, challenges the receivers. They don't play far off. Get up in there, jock strap. Let's see what's going on. It's got to be a physical game from the defense. I'm putting it all on the defense because we know Derrick Henry, what he does week in and week out, he has not shown to slow down. He's still running right now, I'm sure. But this defense is going to have to play huge, and I think that will be a great positive thing for the Titans moving forward because I feel A.J. Brown, Julio, when they get out there, we know what they can do. But this defense is going to be the key to victory tonight.
Critical stops against an offense that's scoring more points than anybody in football. That's what it's going to take for the Titans to be able to take down the Bills. Keith Bullock has been our guest. You can follow him on social media. He's a great follow, by the way, at KBull53. Commentary across the board. Or you can go see him out at Just Love in Franklin because they kill it out there. It's one of my favorite breakfast spots. And you should take some time when you have some time and go pay him a visit. Thank you, Keith. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the tailgate. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Buck. Have a great one.
The man himself, Keith Bullock, on 104.5 The Zone. I'm telling you, I was terrified of him. That first time I met him at a press, or I didn't meet him because I was too scared to meet him.
Why? He's like the nicest guy ever.
Oh, I don't know that. I just know that I'm 22 years old. I shouldn't be covering an NFL team. Somehow I fooled everybody into being in that press box as a paid, quote unquote, professional.
Yeah, you're paranoid, like they know.
Well, yeah, because
they know I'm not supposed to be here.
Well, they should have known. They should have known very, very early on because I was terrible at my job and, you know, not still great. Still not that great. But when somebody says, oh, there's Keith Bullock, and I'm like, no way. Keith Bullock's not in here. What do you mean? Players don't come to these games, and there's Keith Bullock and Derek Mason standing right there, and I'm like, oh, my God. This is – I lost control of my senses, but I was terrified. I didn't want to bother him. I don't know. And he's like – he's getting legitimately angry about the game while the game is going on, and he's in a quiet-ass press box. You don't want to be in there. We're a bunch of, you know, the only thing that we're doing is chirping about how good or how bad the football team looks.
Would this have been 2017, that 2017 Colts game on Monday night?
Yeah, I think that was because that was Chuck Pagano and Jacoby Brissett and Marcus Mariota, who was, I think it was an ankle problem that he had going into that game because he couldn't move, but he beat him from the pocket. It was crazy. That I believe is the Monday night football.
Yeah, Henry had a big game that day.
Yeah, and they won. They beat the Colts at home. 615-737-1045. Who needs to have a breakout performance tonight for the Titans to beat the Bills? We'll tell you who we think it's going to be, but let's get the callers back involved. Let's go to Jimmy, who's in Fairview, wants to chime in. What's up, Jimmy?
Yo, what's up, man? I just wanted to say I met Keith Lewis like 3 weeks ago at a restaurant. And I'm the same as you, bro. I'm terrified to death, bro, but I just had to show him love just because of the resume, bro. He's Mr. Monday Night for a reason. He was a super humble guy about it. You know what I'm saying? I tried to talk ball with him, you know what I'm saying? But tonight's game, bro, has to be the trio. It's got to be Henry, Julio, and AJ. If AJ can't play, then it's got to be Ferks or Reynolds. It's got to be somebody that's got to step up for our offense. But defense, like you said, inside linebackers, David Long, J.R., if he plays, you know what I'm saying, Rashawn, he's going to have a big game. But Dawson Knox is a problem. I know if you put pressure on Josh Allen outside the pocket that he's, you know what I'm saying, not as accurate. So that's what the defense has got to do.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jimmy. So just for one point, Jayon Brown's on IR, so it'll be David Long, Rashawn Evans. We don't know how much Avery Williamson is going to be able to do, but remember, he is also on this roster, given that Monty Rice is unavailable and will be unavailable for some time. You know, you talk about the wide receivers, and we don't know about AJ just yet. We won't know officially until an hour and a half before kickoff when they put out the game day inactives. He is listed, or was listed, he was downgraded on the injury report yesterday with an illness. So it's unclear whether he's going to be able to go. And this is the frustration, especially if you're AJ, because you're basically in a contract year. You're basically looking at this and saying, this is the worst possible time for not just my body to fail me, but on primetime Monday Night Football for everybody to see, and when my team needs me most, to have this come down is deeply, deeply unfortunate. So what we're not talking about, though, is probably the receiver that Tannehill trusts the most, not named A.J. Brown or Anthony Firkser, even if Firkser's production hasn't been there this year. Ryan Tannehill loves Marcus Johnson, and Marcus Johnson is going to play in this game. So whether you have A.J. or not, if you have Marcus Johnson, who has great chemistry with the quarterback, who has worked his way back into the rotation after coming off IR to start the season, I certainly watched that Jacksonville game back several times and thought to myself, you know, it's clear that Tannehill is comfortable going to him on critical third downs. It is clear that Tannehill is comfortable going to him, even if he's not a deep threat, even if he's not going to burn you down the field. You just need somebody who you trust is going to be there with the proper route depth in the spot that you know you're going to throw the ball to, even sometimes before he comes open. That's Marcus Johnson right now. So when we spoke at great length about the depth of this Titans wide receiver core to start the season, or prior to everybody being put on IR and then the injury starting up the way that they did, this is how it's starting to materialize itself. I don't feel bad about the Titans offense, even if A.J. Brown doesn't play, because they have Marcus Johnson, Julio Jones, Derrick Henry, and a quarterback who is above average. We'll see if the offensive line can keep him upright tonight. 615-737-1045. Let's go to Michael, who's in Nashville, wants to weigh in about Josh Reynolds.
Yes, sir. I just really think he should be the next breakout player. He's coming off a career, year before, and I haven't really seen much yet, but I hope that changes tonight and at least grab him one or two touchdowns.
I appreciate the call, Michael. I mean, he showed you that he can be a participant. It's just he doesn't get the kind of separation. He doesn't make the highlight reel touchdown catches that you needed him to when he was the primary option against the Jets. Josh Reynolds is an interesting one. I'll tell you who mine is in just a second, but let's go to, is it Alvina? Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your name. Alvin is how it's spelled. It's not spelled like at Lucas. What the hell? What are you trying to do? Alvin. It's in Nashville.
It's a typo. Sue me.
I will, because, you know, now I'm going to get in trouble. Alvin, what do you got for me, buddy?
All right. Hooker, Farley, and Fulton, the youngest, because Josh Allen has a tendency to break out and then throw the deep pass. That's all I got to say.
Well, hold up. Hooker, we don't know that Hooker's playing. I mean, and Christian Fulton is out. Christian Fulton
Okay, I've seen the lineup. That's why I was like, if those three, and then, like, if Josh Allen breaks right and throw it deep like he did to 88, you know, we need somebody back there. What do you think about that, Buck?
I think that, listen, they could technically activate Amani Hooker today. He's off. He's designated to return. He practiced last week, but I would not anticipate him being activated and then immediately playing. Dane Cruikshank has to play better. Caleb Farley has to live up to the expectations that he has as a first-round pick, because Christian Fulton, their best corner, their best player in the secondary, he's not going to be available tonight. Here's what I'll say. If you can get pressure, it matters so much less about what's happening in the secondary. But Bud Dupree, who was a full participant, Harold Landry, Jeffrey Simmons, DeNico Autry, and John Simon in run support, they have to be able to frustrate the quarterback, because your secondary is pretty banged up right now. We'll take a couple more coming up next. We'll do the polls. We'll wrap this thing up. We'll get you to Blaine and Mickey and closer to Monday night. I'm Buck Rising. It's 104.5 The Zone.
Here comes Henry to the left with a stiff arm. Throws a man down and goes out of bounds at the 40. Josh Norman, get you some. Oh, my.
Okay. Josh Norman, that's Thanksgiving dinner right there for you early.
It gets better every time you hear it. You can hear those two. Mike Keith, Coach Dave McGinnis, Titans Radio. We're taking you up until kickoff on 104.5 The Zone, your flagship home for the Tennessee Titans. By the way, if you are going to the game tonight at Nissan Stadium, make sure to download the latest version of the Titans app from the Google Play Store or Apple Store prior to arriving. If you have an outdated version, you will not be able to access your tickets on game day, so you'll want to make sure that you get that done. We'll do the polls here in just a second, but since we spent an hour of the 3 hours today talking about the game tonight, I wanted to squeeze a few more people in. Ronnie is in Lewisburg. He wants to weigh on this Titans-Bills game.
Yeah, I think the coaches need to turn up the heat. They're the main ones to make them guys go and work. Bye.
Oh, very concise. I appreciate that.
Punctual by Ronnie.
Very good. So bring the heat on which side of the ball, I guess, would be my follow-up, Ronnie, if I had to ask you one. But listen, you're not going to exploit the Bills at anything. They don't. You heard Cosell talk about this earlier. They don't have a defined weakness. You don't take advantage of anything that they do. The best thing that you can do is get out there and kick their ass. And you haven't shown sufficiently to this point. Doesn't mean they're not capable. But you have to straight up beat a better team in your house as a 6-point dog? That's what they're going off of right now? That is something that is going to be, you know, it's going to be telling. We'll learn a lot about this team tonight specifically, and then more importantly, how they stack up against the rest of the AFC. Jeffrey Kevin Pincourt on Facebook Live says, pressure, pressure, pressure. That's right. Polls.
I don't know who you are, but I know what it's time for. A poll update on the Buck Rising Show. Here's a young man with a very particular set of skills. With the final numbers, here's Buck Rising Show correspondent and producer, Lucas Panzica.
The clubbing polls after Liam Neeson get me every time.
Yeah, the transition. It's the transition.
Yeah, very good.
What's the lead story today? Vols game or Monday Night Football? 69% say it's Monday Night Football.
Nice! Well, then we were wrong.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't spend 2 hours on topic B then. Whoops.
What bothered you most about the Vols game? Officiating, fan behavior, or Ole Miss's injuries? 44% say it was the fan behavior. 36% say it's the officiating. 20% say it's the Ole Miss injuries.
Yeah, the injuries were just, I mean, the injuries, we'll say, because I fought with Don Davenport about this, about what fans should or should not do, even if they're clearly faking injuries, as they've done all year long. And this is not uncommon. Hell, I didn't Keith Bullock talk about the Titans doing that one time? For another day. But for this particular game, I think it's not even the fan behavior. I mean, the fan behavior that stopped the game for a half hour, that pisses me off. But it's the fact that the fan behavior hijacked what was a fun game to talk about, and we spent more time talking about the behavior than we did the actual game.
Yeah, and also hijacked a conversation about the officiating, which I do think needs to be talked about.
Trash.
What did you walk away thinking about the Vols' on-field performance? Puka said, as a non-Vols fan, most impressive was halftime adjustments. Gave them a chance to win. Mahogany says lots to be excited about. Third down defense needs help. Why not Spy Corral?
I think as a show, we learned that we stan a king. Tim Banks, I'm kind of down. This is an unknown defensive assistant. I mean, a largely unknown defensive assistant hired away from Penn State staff to become the defensive coordinator under Josh Heupel. He has done, I mean, exceptional is probably super strong praise, but he's done a really, really damn good job.
Brooks said they played well, gave themselves a chance to win. Ole Miss having four offensive starters out hurt the Rebs, but credit Tennessee for battling. Prude and Butch both won 8-plus games in year two, though, which Josh will probably do. Let's not jump the gun too quick on being quote-unquote back.
Indeed. I think that I think that there's a lot to trust. I think that there's a lot to look forward to. I think there's a lot to be excited about. But, of course, that will be diminished by the fact that you have Alabama, Georgia, and Kentucky in your next three.
Does A.J. Brown need to play tonight for the Titans to win? 87% say yes.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to say? No? I don't know. I mean, I almost hate that poll just because it feels like we're pressuring an athlete who may not be right, and I don't think that's good practice, even if fans want it that way. What I'll say to you is A.J. Brown questionable with an illness. I'm going to see what more I can find out about this situation as we get closer to game time. I was told that he was as close to a game time decision as they're going to have. So between him dealing with illness and Caleb Farley, who Mike Vrabel said needs to get his health, or rather his strength and weight back after dealing with whatever that illness is, if he's going to start it at your outside corner today, you know, I would say that this is not the ideal game for Caleb Farley to be baptized by fire, but it's got to happen sometime. Those are the polls?
Those are the polls.
All right, very good. Well, that was exciting. So, if you missed any of the show, it was a fun one. Ryan McGee, Austin Burlidge, Mr. Monday Night Keith Bullock, you guys have been great all throughout the course of the day. I'm going to be out at Nissan Stadium where 3HL is going to be broadcasting live. Blaine and Mickey are at Strikeout Wings. I'll be on with them. I'll be on with 3HL. You're not done with me just because my show's over. So I'm going to be running it through up until kickoff between the Titans and the Bills. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the atmosphere. I want to see a legitimate home field advantage. I don't care how many damn Bills fans are drunk on Broadway right now. You could do without them. We'll talk to you tomorrow and recap all of the results with you from this particular Monday Night Football game when we speak then.